Pope Benedict this morning blesses the faithful from his window overlooking St. Peter's Square for the first time since announcing his resignation. The Pope thanked the cheering crowd in several languages. Speaking in Spanish, he said, "I beg you to continue praying for me and for the next Pope." Joining us now, David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only. And David, we obviously can't read too much into this, but there is the real possibility of a non-European Pope being chosen, and the Spanish-speaking world is certainly a major base for Catholics.
Well, that's certainly true. It is a time of change, and there are no sure things. The cardinals have been thinking about this for some time, given the current pope's age, and we'll start to see the politics playing out. It's not a position that people campaign for as they do for a presidency here in the United States.
And is there a direction that you possibly see this going, a non-traditional route? Everything about this has been non-traditional so far. We haven't seen a pope step down in 600 years, and then we learned that the selection of the pope could be moved up to a sooner date.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a possibility for a time of change. We have to remember that most of the cardinals who will make the decision are people selected or approved by the current pope. I think the conventional wisdom is not to look for too much that's different, but it certainly is a time, and the Pope's decision to resign suggests a kind of humanity, a kind of humility, as opposed to saying, you know, I am the Pope for life, that the Church deserves some human sacrifice, even if it's stepping down. It could be a message to think a little differently, to think a little less conventionally. And certainly the Church has to look for ways to increase its appeal in various parts of the world where things have not been going so well for it, although that area probably is mostly Europe, so there is an argument saying that if the Church is going to try to re-improve its appeal in Europe, it might stay with a European pope.
That's interesting. Now, you talk about that on your show this week. You also talk about the cloud and how that could be a digital danger to our brains. Explain that for us.
The Cloud is a novel by Matt Richtel. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times technology correspondent who has begun a series of novels based on the findings that he does as a journalist. And this really has to do, and he's become quite passionate as a father of young children, about the way the internet, digital media, is affecting human behavior and even the brain itself, the way the brain functions with a kind of overload and speed of information, data that that humans were, you know, not previously built for. So he has a good mystery in the cloud, but he also has an underlying case about corporate control of technology, the safety factors, and the way digital media affects the human brain, especially the very young child's brain. It's quite fascinating. He brings a lot of passion to it, you'll hear on the show, and a lot of information as he does his work as a correspondent for the Times.
And For Your Ears Only is at 11 p.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you, as always, David Alpern.